First aid on site. Construction is a high-risk workplace. Every year, many people are injured from on-site accidents. Susan, you're a health and safety advisor. What are the most common incidents occurring on construction sites? Hi, everyone. I would say that the most common are falls. A worker may, for example, fall off the scaffolding, trip on some debris on the ground, or slip on an ice-covered surface. These can result in spinal injuries, head injuries, or fractures. What to do in such cases? It is important not to move the casualty and call an ambulance immediately. In case of less serious injuries, if you break your arm or sprain your ankle, you should definitely see the doctor and take an X-ray. What if I cut my finger and it bleeds? Get the first aid kit. Wash your hands, put on disposable gloves, and clean the cut under running water or with a disinfectant. Dry the cut with a dressing and cover it with a plaster. And that's it, finished. Okay, you've just touched a very important point. What should be in a first aid kit? Moist wipes, disposable gloves, dressings, assorted plasters, eye pads, saline solution, triangular bandage, scissors, disinfectant, and a first aid blanket. One should also ensure that a first aid box is adequately equipped to cater for the number of workers on site. It is also good to appoint a person, the so-called first aider, to take charge of first aid arrangements. Okay, coming back to accidents, is there anything else construction workers should be prepared for? A lot of things. I mean, for example, objects dropping from a height or forklift trucks. They can cause crash injuries. If a casualty is crushed, remove the object from him and immobilize any suspected fractures. In case of unconsciousness and debilitating injuries, dial 112 as soon as possible and request an ambulance. What about electrical burns? How to help the casualty? First of all, you can approach the scene only if it is safe. It is necessary to turn off the power source and, if needed, separate the person and the electrical source using a non-conductive tool, for example, made of wood, rubber, or plastic. Never use bare hands to do this. Then one should check the person's airway and breathing and resuscitate if necessary. Of course, any burns should be treated appropriately. Okay, Susan, to sum up, what is your major advice for anyone working on construction sites? Just be careful and always wear the personal protective equipment. There is also a call for construction employers. Provide your employees with a safe and healthy workplace. Health is much more than any measures taken to protect it. And remember, any information about injury, disease, or dangerous occurrence must be recorded in the accident report.